Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the afternoon session of the Portland City Council for February 24th. Would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Here. So we have two related items on the agenda this afternoon. We completed public hearings on both of them. It's time for council deliberation and action on those two items. I believe we're going to have a proposed amendment on the second item. If there are no proposed amendments on the first item, then if there's no other discussion, I think it's time for us to take a vote on that.
I need to read the titles.
Mm-hmm.
Or 186. Approve and adopt zoning confirmation letter responding to request for zoning confirmation on Southeast 3rd and Harrison, submitted by Right to Dream 2.
Roll call, please.
Fritz?
So we have been working on this, the mayor and I, since October of 1913.
Seems like
1913. Seems like
that
long. Wow.
Seems like it.
Wow.
It really does seem like a long. Well, in fact, that's 2 years and 5 months. Mayor Hales promised when Lot 7 didn't turn out to be a viable option for multiple reasons that he would be actively engaged in finding a different space for the Right to Dream 2 rest area. He has kept his promise, and he actually kept it and with many additional supportive services to everyone who has to live outside while they're waiting for services. And I also want to acknowledge Commissioner Saltzman, who worked with the authorized the Bureau of Development Services to issue this zoning confirmation letter, at least to bring it to council for affirmation. And so I'll go into the details of the proposed use of the site. This zoning confirmation letter affirms that the council does agree with the Bureau of Development Services' interpretation of our zoning code that the proposed use is an allowed use at the site. Aye.
I have great respect for the Bureau of Development Services, but in light of the testimony that we had the last hearing, I'm not persuaded this isn't allowed use. No.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
We are applying our existing zoning code to an unusual situation. We hope, of course, that through the efforts of many people, we will make great strides in addressing the overall issue of houselessness in our community, and we won't have many further opportunities to address situations quite like this. If a year or so from now we reach the conclusion that this is a long-lasting phenomenon and there are going to be numerous such situations, I think it might be appropriate for us to take up the idea of writing new code directed specifically to situations like this. So I just wanted to mention that as a point to think about for the future, and I vote aye.
Hales.
I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for her work on this and the whole council for our deliberation. It's interesting that you had that stumble and talked about 1913, not just because it has been a long and winding road to get to this point, but in somewhere, I was just looking it up because you said that, and somewhere around 1913, I'm not sure if I got the year right, 1911, they weren't far off. Multnomah County figured out that it's a public responsibility to take care of poor people. We need to remember that it's a public responsibility to take care of those who are houseless, for those who need help getting help, and for those who are desperate. And that's why Multnomah County in 1911 built Edgefield. We now think of it as a place to go for entertainment, but it was a poor farm. It was a place where people who were desperate and had no place to live could go and live and put themselves back into life. And that's what Right to Dream 2 is doing, without much help so far from the community through the public sector. So that's why this is a good day, an old idea of people taking care of each other done in a new way and generated from the community. It deserves our help and support. I think the other thing we've learned in this long and winding road is that it's difficult to site such facilities. It's difficult to site almost anything, but it's certainly difficult to site this. And I went to the Central East Side early on and said, if you can find a better place, tell me one. And they did not. So this is the right place. Aye. And now.